Sandy Kay is new to Travel Writers Radio, but she's been involved for many years in Melbourne as a radio producer and presenter. For her first report, she speaks about her recent visit to Amitara Wellness Resort in Phuket, Thailand. And Sandy chats with Sue Ahern.
Hi, Sandy. Welcome to Travel Writers Radio.
Hello, Sue. It's lovely to be here. Well, thanks for having me.
It's great to see you. Yeah. Now, can you tell us, where is Amitara Resort?
Well, Amitara Wellness Resort is in the deep southeast of Phuket Island. It's an amazing wellness resort, and I have to thank the girls Jackie and Michelle at Divine Destinations, which is a specialist health travel company that operate out of Sydney, but obviously for all of Australia, in providing me with the accommodation there on in organising it with Amitara that I should come and visit for a 7-day stay. I flew myself there, of course, but the girls were really helpful in setting me up there and letting me know what I could expect when I got there. I'm a bit of a veteran of wellness resorts. I love a health resort. I love the food. I love the chill. I love the massages. I love the pampering. I love everything about them. And to my greatest surprise, my youngest daughter, who's 25, said, "You know what, Mum, it's about time I came on a wellness holiday with you." You can imagine I nearly jumped out of the room. I thought, yes, one of them's going to eat all this good food and chill out and learn something really healthy about lifestyle. And she's the party girl. So we jumped on the Jetstar flight and went to Phuket. And the first thing I knew, on arrival at the airport, we were picked up by this minivan that didn't just carry water, it carried the most exotic, fresh juices, and it had the biggest television screen there that was all remote controlled. You could choose your movie to watch, and it was all air conditioned, and the lovely Thai driver was totally at our disposal. And we had to drive for about an hour through. I'd never been to Phuket before, and I didn't realise the traffic was quite as bad as it was. It's quite a large island. I was shocked. But it took about an hour. We didn't get through our whole movie. I could have kept going. It was an awesome trip. And arrived at this majestic-looking wellness resort. It wasn't always a wellness resort. It was a hotel. And the unique thing about Amitara Wellness Resort is that it caters for the wellness guest as well as for the luxury leisure traveller. So you can go there as a family and dad can go, "Don't want to know about any of these wellness treatments or healthy food. I want to just chill out and do my stuff." And mum and or the kids or whoever the other way around can go, "Yep, fine, I'm going off and doing the wellness program here." So it really combines everybody. I had a bit of a chat just this week with Phoebe Boonkerd. She's the Director of Wellness Operations and Development at Amitara, and she's a lovely girl who's so experienced in wellness. She was also, I don't know if you've heard of Kamalaya Resort, which is in Thailand, in Koh Samui. She worked there for a little while, and now she's running the whole show at Amitara. She originally hails from Noosa. You want to hear what she had to say?
It's a property with quite a long history, and it's still undergoing quite a transformation as a wellness destination in Phuket. It's in the southeastern corner of Phuket, and it's on a cape. It's called Cape Panwa, and the resort is situated on a high point on that cape. So it's situated in such a way that every room has a view of the Andaman Sea. I mean, one of the words we use is majestic, and it is like when you come up into the spa and you look out of the view from the yoga platform, it is really quite breathtaking. It's just ocean and a few yachts and islands, and it's incredibly beautiful. And the architecture of the resort is such that even when we have quite a number of people, we have so much garden and it's so carefully laid out that it never really feels crowded. It feels very peaceful. It feels very green. We have beautiful sort of colonial style white buildings and a combination of Thai and Balinese furniture. So it's a very comfortable place to be. We really aim to steer the guests in the direction that they're really seeking to enhance in their life and what they're seeking to achieve during their stay as well as when they go home. So we sit with every guest individually and we understand their health picture, their goals, their stress levels, their caffeine intake, things like that. And we have a very comprehensive spa, obviously, wellness offerings, and we have fitness professionals, nurses, physiotherapists, and we take guests on a journey through their own personal individualized wellness process. There's just something really special about the combination of having a few wellness professionals to talk to, a very experienced yoga teacher, you know, later on having a massage and eating really clean, healthy food for a week. It's the combination of those experiences that really brings about the result.
Sounds a very comfortable place to be.
Oh, it was amazing. It was so good. I was so stressed. And you go out there, as it happened, we went through three different levels of accommodation. And you start off in the first one. Well, not everybody would go through this experience, but I was shown three different types of accommodation. And the first one was set up with a mini bar that was not for the wellness guests. And you can't believe what was in that mini bar. I could have lived from that mini bar alone. And you have whatever you want, and it's just replenished the next day. It's an all-inclusive price. There are several restaurants that you can attend. And you can choose from fine dining or from the healthy retreat restaurant that makes the most amazing smoothies and acai bowls and curries and delicious things. Or there's the general restaurant that you could get anything you wanted at, from the best steaks and seafoods. The food is just incredible because you're right on the sea. So the mini bar was awesome. The rooms were just spectacular. Picture kind of thatched cottages that are, they're bigger than most people's houses, each one of them, all with their own, well, not every room has, but ours did have its own swimming pool, so you just lie out on your deck. There were porters and concierges, and the staff were all so gorgeous. We had a fantastic week. I have to tell you, though, we put on 200 grams. I mean, the goal wasn't to lose weight to start with, but we just got into the food so much, and we did so little exercise, even though so much was on offer. We did start the day out. I got her into doing yoga in the morning, which was the most beautiful outlook, and a wonderful Belgian yoga teacher. We did some Muay Thai and we did some Pilates and had the most incredible Thai massages. Have you had Thai massage, Sue?
Yes, I have, quite a few. I lived in Bangkok for a while.
Oh, it's quite a stretch, to say the least, isn't it? And this hammam that Phoebe was talking about, I don't know if, well, maybe a lot of our listeners actually would be familiar with hammams, because the word actually comes from the Hebrew. It's an ancient style kind of wash house where you not only bathe and you change from cold temperature to hot temperature, but in this one they pop you onto a solid stone slab and wash you like a piece of meat, like you would see at a butcher's, hosing down and scrubbing you and then putting you in the salt room to inhale all of the beautiful aromas that are so healing. So there was no more sinuses left over after that. It was all cleared out, and you know, you could then just relax on the banana lounges outside overlooking this sea and the sailing boats going past. Oh, gosh, reminiscing now, I just want to go back.
So how did you, just give us an example of a typical day there. What did you do when you wake up in the morning?
So we wake up and, well, my daughter got mad into photography, and as you could imagine, the sunrises and sunsets are just to die for. So the first thing is, and this is a kid that gets up at midday normally, right? So she was up at 6 a.m. to catch the sunrise, to get the best place. There's a terrific deck where they have cocktails. And yes, you can get alcohol there too, no problem. And we, you know, scuttle down to the deck to get shots as the sun would come up and try and find out the best vantage point. After that, I'd drag her off to do a yoga class or a meditation class. She wasn't quite into that. It was quite interesting. One morning, a big party boat went past and you could hear all the kids woohooing at us and the loud blaring music. And Millie just turned to me and looked at me as she was trying to meditate. And I thought, this is quite ironic that here she's sitting on the platform trying to meditate and all the other 20-somethings are all partying on from the night before. Anyway, so we'd do a class and then we'd go off and have a nice leisurely breakfast, and they schedule your massages and various treatments for you, so you know what time you have to be somewhere else. So whether it was a manicure or a pedicure or a Thai massage or a signature massage or a hammam, whatever it was that you were happening, and we were having, you know, one to two treatments every day. It's like, I don't know how I can exist anymore today when I don't have any. It's very hard to get used to. So you'd have your treatment and then you'd retreat to this massive infinity pool. I've never seen a pool as big and clean. You know, and snap your fingers and you could get pizza around the pool. We have a little music going on as we're sitting. That's nice. And in the afternoon, we'd maybe, you know, catch a movie on the screen in the room as the sun would kind of go down, and dress for dinner and go and catch the sunset, or go and join another class somewhere. They have afternoon tea also. So, I mean, you just, the food's on offer around the clock and you don't pay any extra. So being Jewish, you just keep eating. So this high tea that they do is very elaborate and totally delicious. And, you know, if you're exclusively on the wellness retreat or doing a specific detox, you'd probably avoid that. But we took all the healthy food and all the unhealthy food.
Well done.
Yeah, loved it.
What sort of people go there?
Lots of different ones, lots of travellers from Asia, lots of honeymoon couples, quite a lot of Europeans, middle-aged people and kind of older, a lot of, bigger women that thought that they might get a little more healthy and lose a bit of weight while their husbands kind of drank beer around the pool, perhaps. It's quite reasonably priced compared to a lot of these wellness retreats. I mean, the more expensive ones really cost you an arm and a leg. This one, can't actually recall exactly how much it was, but it's affordable. I'm going to be guessing here, and it's not. But you could get on the website, which is Amitara Wellness Resort Phuket, and have a look and get yourself a quote, because it is really affordable. I paid for Millie's visit, and I thought, wow, that's really good value. I'm sorry, I can't exactly remember how much it was, but it's well worth a trip, whether it's with your hubby, your wife, your best friend, any of your kids, or by yourself. It's an awesome place to go and just hang out by yourself. You feel really nurtured and taken care of.
Are there other things to do nearby?
Yeah, the resort organises bus trips out of there for you. So there's one to a shopping mall. And, you know, I think of Thailand, well, I used to think of Thailand and think shopping, shopping, shopping. Don't be fooled into that. The tourist shopping mall that they take you to is just that. It's really touristy. You don't pay for the bus trip, but you're left at the shopping mall and everything is probably triple or quadruple the price if you pay for it at home. There are some good kind of foot massages and things at that shopping mall while you're waiting for the bus to pick you up again. They take you to the night market, which is good fun, but hugely crowded. Anyone who's been to Thailand and been to those night markets, but that's good fun if you want to pick up trinkets and souvenirs, things like that. They do take you also to surrounding beaches. But, you know, to tell you the truth, I didn't need to leave the property. There is a beach. It's not a very big private beach. On this property, and you can only use it between 10 and 3 of the afternoon, where you can go out paddleboarding, canoeing. So you can get down to the beach because the whole property is built on a cliff, and you certainly get fit walking up and down those cliffs to your room. One tip would be, if you're not very fit and don't want to get very fit, see if you can request a room at lobby sort of level. So we didn't need to go out very much. We were so happy. I could have stayed there another week or two, no problem. And there are a lot of people who do come for longer periods of time and just live there because the residences are so big, as I said.
Any other tips for people going there?
Just go. I think that's the biggest tip. If I had to choose now, having been there, and it's not as well known as some of the other ones, so people who like wellness holidays tend to go off to the better known ones or the ones that are picking up the awards. Amitara, the wellness component of Amitara is relatively new, probably just the last couple of years. So, and it's building and being incorporated more and more into the property. So it's well worth the visit.
Well, thank you, Sandy. It sounds absolutely amazing. I think we should all head off there straight away. And we can hear, as we're sitting in the studio, we can hear the rain pounding down the roof and know that winter's out there.
Yeah, and if you want to book it, either book it direct or go through Divine Destinations. The girls there will really look after you.
Thank you, Sandy. That was Sandy Kay speaking with Sue Ahern. And we also heard from Phoebe Boonkerd, Director of Wellness Operations and Development at Amitara. You're listening to the Travel Writers Show on JAIR 87.8 FM.